The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 100.7 FM KMLO. You can also listen to or watch this game online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Dave Williams.
Welcome to Harriet Selby area. And I am Dave Williams, along with the new guy who's going to be doing the play-by-play tonight, Dustin Stoltzman. Welcome up north here, Dustin.
I know, it's a little colder up here than what it was in Nebraska before I moved to Pierre. And Dave, happy to be here, and my first call, and I'm glad it's with you.
Well, I appreciate that. Looking forward to it. I had a great time up here last Friday. I called the girls' game. It was an exciting one, so if we have a game like that tonight, we're going to have a good time.
Well, yeah, and the crowd is packed tonight, of course, in this gym. We just have one side that is full of the bleachers. The other side has the stage, and quite a nice basketball arena here in Harriet.
It really is. It kind of takes me back to back home in upstate New York. A lot of gyms were like this, you know, growing up playing in. You had this very same setup. It's very intimate. And when you've got a crowd like this and they love their basketball here at Harriet Selby area, we've got a good contingent from North Central too. So it should be a whole lot of fun here.
Yeah, it should be. And the great thing about small town of basketball is we are just finishing the JV game here inside the gymnasium right now, and what a finish it was. But the great thing about small town basketball is the fans love it, and the whole town comes out to watch these kids show out.
Yeah, it really is an event. It is the place to be on, you know, a Thursday and a Friday night when it comes to basketball. I know some folks that I was talking to beforehand, they're like, oh, it's going to be on tonight. I'm going to let so-and-so know so that they can tune in and listen to the game. Because, you know, that's what they love to do is check out the games.
Harriet Selby coming into this game at 3-5. They've had a tough schedule, though. Only two opponents have been under that 500 record so far. And, I mean, you could say the same for North Central. They're 0-8, but both of these teams have just played really tough schedules.
Yeah, they usually kind of almost front-load their schedule, it seems, that they've got all of those harder games right at the beginning. And you know what? That's not a bad thing. I mean, yeah, it can be tough on the record, but that's what's going to help your team grow, gel, and, you know, you're able to figure out those things that you need to work on.
Yeah, you're certainly right there. And this pregame, obviously sponsored by Family Dental of Pierre in Gettysburg. Also, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow. Both teams on the court right now warming up. And, of course, you got that 15 to 20 minute warm-up before we get things started. But just want to take a look at the last game here for North Central. Of course, off that 0-8 start, but you talked about it a little bit, Dave, and front-loading that schedule a little bit, and then once you get into to district play and postseason play, sometimes it's these underdogs that come out on top and pull off a big upset before that state tournament.
Yeah, because they have that adversity that they face. Yeah, they're 0-8, and, you know, it's lousy. It's tough on the kids. I know it is. But at the same time, you're seeing what it is that you need to work on. You're seeing how you need to progress through the game and what it takes to stay with some of these teams that, you know, maybe they got off to a good start, but then they're stalling in the season. And like I said, yeah, these underdog teams, those really are the ones, the Cinderella teams to watch out for when it comes to playoff time.
Always rooting for the underdog. But in this last matchup, North Central taking on Ipswich, and from start to finish, North Central was just outmanned. They scored 12 points in the opening quarter and then failed to score double digits in the last three remaining quarters. They fall 68-33. And taking a look at some of the stats here, and the leading scorer for North Central, number 24, Bryce Biedelschbacher, he had 12 points leading the squad, but only shooting 17%. When your best player is only shooting 17% from the floor, that's not a good recipe for success.
No, because a lot of times that leader on the floor, that's how the team goes, is how he's going. You know, sometimes you get some other guys that'll step up and they're able to pick things up and you know, bridge that gap for a little bit. But, yeah, you've got to have that leader getting the balls to drop, and, you know, if they're not going in the net, it's going to be a tough night.
Bukowski only had 4 points. Beadle with five. Moore with five. Hartling had two. Brockle had three. And Walls had two. So only Bryce reaching that double-digit mark in the scoring category. But you know, I talked to both these coaches just a little bit ago, and the struggles that both of these teams have had with COVID and illness, just it seems like everybody has something right now. And I know Chris Hedick for Selby, he mentioned that his team's only at 75% tonight, and COVID's just played a big factor in these small towns.
Yeah, that's the thing, is you've got to be able to be flexible and adjust to that. You know, you're going to have your practices, but if, you know, you've got some guys missing, it's kind of hard when it comes game time to work them in, because maybe you worked on something new that they're not familiar with. So, yeah, that's another thing, another factor that, you know, the last couple of seasons here we've really had to deal with, and it can make it tough.
It certainly can. Taking a look at some season stats for Harriet Selby, the Wolverines, led by Brendan Begman. He's averaging 14.5 points per game. He's averaging six shots from that low block, and him and Trey Hedick, they've been really good together this season.
Yeah, when you get a couple of, and they're, you know, they're what, both juniors.
Right.
So they've still got another season, but when you've got leaders like that on the floor that they're down low, they can, you know, grab those boards offensively and defensively. That's important to be able to have those guys down there crashing, you know, banging around, getting the points that way, or just being able to get the board and kick it out and reset things. That's a very important piece, and those two are doing well.
It certainly is, and I think tonight Chris Hedick, he really wants those two to show out for this squad, especially, you know, he's down, I think he mentioned to me, four guys tonight. I mean, whether it be illness or injuries, I know he had a couple players with ankle injuries and a couple players coming back from COVID, so you know, obviously sometimes these players coming back from COVID, it takes them a little while to get back on their feet, get into the flow of basketball again, and get back to that top-notch play.
And even when, you know, you're stopping and starting certain players in the midst of a season, you know, you've got a guy who maybe sat out a couple of games and trying to fit back in with the guy. It doesn't always happen. Sometimes, you know, things click and you're good, but sometimes you got to, you know, take that time and work your way back in and kind of get re-familiar with how everybody plays again.
Yeah, you're certainly right. And I just want to remind you guys, you can watch this game on the DRGN News app. Make sure you check us out on our app, DRG News, if you want to watch the video feed of tonight's game. We'll take a short break. When we come back, coaches, interviews, all that and more coming up here on 100.7 KMLO.
Welcome back from the break. We're going to start our pregame tonight with Coach Hedick. And Coach, you're coming into Potter County, kind of a rivalry environment. You know the crowd's going to be loud. It's going to be one of those games. What do you have in store for this Potter County team?
Obviously, they're very good. They had a loss the other day, but they're a really good basketball team. The pressure, obviously, is always a thing. It has been with Coach Hall. So it's a good opportunity for our kids to, because you can't replicate this in practice. There's no possible way. So it's a good opportunity for our kids to try and execute a game plan that we've set up and see how we do as far as executing when things are hard, pressure, obviously, things like that.
Is it better to be in a half-court kind of pace, or are you going to go all out and try to speed up the ball a little?
The team at Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
At Jensen Rock and Sand and Mortgage, we work hard together as a team to make sure all your needs are met when it comes to your residential or commercial construction.
Whether it's a simple pail of rock or an entire basement, our staff will make sure you get what you need and back it up with the service that we've based our business on.
We want to take this time to wish the Mortgage Pollock athletes the best in the game and the season. Good luck from all of us at Jensen Rock and Sand and Mortgage.
Call 845-7213 today at Jensen Rock and Sand.
Welcome back here. Harriet Selby taking on North Central. Harriet Selby 3-5. North Central 0-8 on the season. So both these teams just trying to find their footing. And we're up here in the Jensen Rock and Sand Mulbridge broadcast booth. Awesome night for basketball, Dave, and seats are packed.
It is. The gym, and like we said, there's only bleachers on one side, but I don't think there's a whole lot of seats left. The crowd is raring and ready to go. They were, you know, into it for the JV game, and I know they're looking forward to this varsity game tonight.
Well, it's time to take a look at our CHS River Plains Keys to Success. I got the opportunity to talk to both Coach Logan Secker and Chris Hedick, and let's see what the North Central coach had to say about his squad this evening.
But if you try and go really slow, or you try and go slow and take your time, then they can always go against a set defense. So there's a fine line. You got to be able to break their pressure and then get those two-on-one advantages and take advantage of that. If you can do that, you know, then you can score against their pressure a little bit. If you can't, then you got to be disciplined enough to pull it out and try and get something in the half court. So there's a fine line between going fast and going slow.
Turnovers, rebounding, free throws, they're all going to be keys tonight, don't you think?
Yeah, they do all those things. They turn you over. They rebound the ball very well offensively. And then, you know, it's always a battle taking care of the ball. That's been our thing the first seven games. So it's obviously a thing that we have to improve upon. We know that. We're trying. We work on it every day in practice. So I'm excited to see if we get any improvements. But they're a very good basketball team.
You get into this part of the season, and of course there's snivels and there's sneezes and so on and so forth. Health-wise, how are you guys?
Probably no better than anybody else at this point. We got a couple kids in this JV game that's going on right now. We had a kid get hurt with a rolled ankle the other day. We got a kid out today. We've had a kid, couple kids with influenza last week, so they're still, you know, like Trey, he's maybe 50% as far as lungs and things like that go. So I'm not going to cry about it because everybody else has got the same thing. So nobody's going to feel too bad for us.
Well, and again, of course, this is a big game rivalry-wise. I mean, there's no love lost between these two squads. So I think what happens in these games is both teams play up to expectations.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
And welcome back to Harriet Selby. Harriet Selby, the Wolverines, 3-5 on the season. The North Central Thunder, are 0-8. I'm Dustin Sortsum, joined alongside Big Daddy Dave Williams. And we are just about ready for tip-off here. I know we had a few technical difficulties with the interviews, but I got a chance to talk to both coaches and the head coach for the Thunder, Logan Secker. Now, he just talked about how this team, really young, they've played a super tough schedule that's been front-loaded so far this season, and he thinks he has a good opportunity to beat this team tonight.
Yeah, I mean, if you come out strong and you know, play what the coach has been working with you on in the practices, just run those plays, try to limit the turnovers, that's the important thing. And, you know, just crash the boards hard. Do what you can and work and dig for those, and good things can happen. You never know.
You're certainly right, and you know, a young squad like that, it can be tough to get things going because they're still learning this brand new system. Yeah, they were brought up, you know, through JV, through middle school, but varsity is a whole different beast, and trying to get these kids to gel together and come together as a team, it takes some time.
It does. I mean, you got to have time out on the floor, not just in practice, but you know, game speed is way different. Yeah, when you make that step up, it's almost like when you see these, you know, NFL players, they come out of college and get thrown right in. yeah, they may have torn things up back at college, but it's a whole different ball game when you make that next step up. And it's kind of the same thing when you get to varsity. You've got some guys that have played a while that you're going to face. They know their system, and, you know, they can play it inside out. And you kind of get a little shell shot at first, but you just have to be persistent. Stick with it, and you can surprise some people here and there.
We are up in the Jensen Rock and Sand Mowbridge broadcast booth talking about the CHS River Plains keys to success tonight. When I spoke to Chris Hennick, he said that this team's got to come together. There's a lot of injuries on that side, a couple ankle injuries, some COVID issues as well in that locker room for this Wolverine squad. But, coming off a two-game losing streak, I think this is the team that you want to play to get right back on track.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you've got some confidence. You've been playing pretty well. You've got some wins under your belt. And, not to say anything bad about North Central, they haven't hit that milestone yet. They've had a tough time. And like I said, maybe this is the perfect team to kind of get a run going, or at least, put something together good and get it started and see what happens.
You're certainly right. And we got about a minute and 20 left on our Real Tough Livestock Equipment scoreboard. We mentioned them throughout the broadcast, but fans on their feet. We got the band here tonight as well. Nothing better than a high school band, Dave.
Yeah, the pep band getting the crowd warmed up. It is, Veterans Night tonight, so, this is a very patriotic town. If you've ever been here when they do the Star Spangled Banner, totally different than anywhere else. It is very, very cool. And it's nice to see it looks like a color guard coming onto the court. So it's going to be a little extra special tonight, I think.
Well, I'm certainly excited to see what they have in store for us tonight on Veterans Night. We have a great crowd here in Herrien. When we come back after the break, we'll have your Campbell County Collision starting lineup. Don't go anywhere. Tip off just around the corner here on 100.7 KMLO.
Planning for next year is right around the corner, but do you know how much nutrients your crops will need? Fall soil sampling with CHS River Plains can help you look at each field's nutrient carryover, provide you with a more accurate farm plan, and allow you to take a position on those nutrients needed when you see fit. Plus, it'll make your life easier next spring when the planters are ready to roll and you don't have to wait. Contact your local CHS River Plains agronomist today, and we'll get the pickup headed your way.
Have you been out poaching with a very large, expensive weapon? Have the deer, pheasants, coons, and coyotes taken revenge on your vehicle? Campbell County Collision Center in Herrien can help you through this stressful process of auto body repair and bring your vehicle back to pre-accident condition. They provide you and your insurance company with clear, concise electronic estimates, simplifying the operation from the start. Call Campbell County Collision Center. They're here to make it as painless as possible.
At Fortress Bank, our commitment to our customers reaches beyond the monetary aspects and into the communities in which we live, do business, and raise our families. Being recognized by Forbes magazine as the 2019 Best Bank in South Dakota shows specifically the great customer service and skills of our employees and their impact in the community. We are grateful our customers see these qualities and continue to choose us as their financial partner. Thank you from all of us at Fortress Bank in Bowdell. Member FDIC.
Nobody wants to get in an accident, but if you do, Art's Body Shop in Eureka is the only call you need to make. Art's Body Shop, the finest in auto body repair and painting, has the team to do it all. They offer complete collision repair, 24-hour wrecker service, rock chip repair, complete windshield replacement, and locksmith services. So when life throws you a dent, Art's Body Shop can pull it out. Call 284-2524. Art's Body Shop, where the service is excellent and the final result is even better.
So you had an appointment with a specialty physician and are cleared for 6 months. Great news, right? 6 months later, the weather turns bad, you have a family emergency, or you simply can't make your appointment. Now what? Thanks to telehealth and the interactive solutions provided by the Bottle Healthcare Center, you can keep your appointment. Most specialty doctors' follow-up appointments can be done through telehealth, giving you peace of mind to keep that appointment. Telehealth is available through the Bottle Healthcare Center.
Teamwork, preparation, dedication, putting forth that extra effort that others won't. Sound like a recipe for a state championship? Actually, it's the approach at First State Bank of Roscoe to serve all of your financial needs. Good luck, Thunder, from First State Bank of Roscoe with branches in Bowdell and Eureka, your locally owned independent community bank. Member FDIC.
A relationship you can bank on. First State Bank of Roscoe.
All of us at Drake's Place C-Store in Bowdell invite you to stop by before or after the game. Hi, this is Ryan Drake, reminding you that we have everything you need to fill up both your tank and your appetite. Choose from subs, pizzas, chicken, or one of our delicious burgers. We also carry snacks, beverages, and more. After the game, meet your friends for a beer and some snacks while you talk over the game. Or fill up your tank at the Drake's Place in Bowdell, proud sponsor of this game.
Teamwork is the key to success, whether you are on the basketball court or in your cornfield. Hi, this is Mike Kessel from Double M Crop Service in Bowdell. You can use my 15 years of crop insurance experience to have a winning season with your farming operation. Call me at 605-281-1551 to discuss your strategy. As a team, we can win. Double M Crop Service is an equal opportunity agency.
Turner Drug, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy since 1985. Turner Drug offers a pharmacist and staff that knows you and your family. They're always ready to answer your questions and provide you with exceptional service when filling your prescriptions. Turn to the pharmacy that turns your questions into answers. Turner Drug. Good luck, students, athletes, parents, and coaches from Turner Drug in Bowdell. Visit Turner Drug on Main Street in Bowdell. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The Dakota Country Store, owned and operated by Performance Oil, is your bulk fuel and oil supplier in Eureka. Number 2 Ag Diesel is now available at the pump. The Dakota Country Store is proud to serve the needs of the community and proud to sponsor high school sports and academics. Good luck tonight and good luck in the classroom. For fuel and game time goodies tonight and any night, visit the Dakota Country Store in Eureka.
AP Express of Roscoe would like to take this time to wish good luck to the North Central Thunder athletes in this game. They invite you to stop by before or after the game for great snacks, hot food, and your favorite beverages, as well as a full tank of gas. They have remodeled and now have a nice selection of groceries and seating area. AP Express is proud to be part of the area and proud to support this broadcast. They're behind you all of the way at AP Express in Roscoe.
At Rock Tough of Roscoe, they have you covered when it comes to your equipment. Whether it's new or used equipment for purchase or rental, or repair of your equipment, Rock Tough is here for you. For a complete listing of their large selection of inventory for rent or for sale, log on to rocktough.net. Give Dennis a call at 287-4133. That's 287-4133 to see what Rock Tough can do for you. Good luck, North Central Thunder, from everyone at Rock Tough in Roscoe.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
Roscoe Hardware is your full-service local hardware store with thousands of products for home improvement, lawn and garden, lots of home decor, and as an Ashley Furniture dealer, you can get furniture for every room in the house. Plus, they offer plumbing services and a whole lot more. Why wait for service at a big box store when you can have the personal attention you deserve right on Main Street in Roscoe? With monthly flyers, you'll find savings you can't pass up at Roscoe Hardware.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
Insurance can be confusing. What to insure? How much to insure? At Dakota Insurance Solutions of Roscoe, an ISB agency in Ipswich, they care about you and your needs. Give them a call to discuss your present insurance coverage to make sure you're insured properly and at a fair price. Give them a call at Dakota Insurance Solutions in Roscoe at 287-4686 or ISB Agency Ipswich at 426-6243. Dakota Insurance Solutions of Roscoe and ISB Agency in Ipswich are proud to sponsor this sports broadcast.
With premium seed, knowledge, and customized service, Seed Solutions of Roscoe and Leola are the solution to your seed needs. Now is the time to take advantage of great financing options at Seed Solutions. Order Legend Sunflower Seed, LG, Raycorn, and Soybean Seed. Call the guys to learn about the early order programs going on now. In Roscoe, call Joel Hyman at 281-1000 or Gary Ulmer at 228-1756. Seed Solutions for all your seed needs.
At Premier Equipment, they are committed to serving and supporting the area farmers and ranchers. Premier Equipment continues to carry the equipment you need and have the reputation to back it up. With locations in Isabel, Mobridge, Bottle, and Eureka, they can provide you with the service and selection you deserve. They would like to take this time to wish the athletes the best in this game and in your future. Let their family serve yours at Premier Equipment, family owned since 1951.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
Teamwork is the key to success, whether you are on the basketball court or in your cornfield. Hi, this is Mike Kessel from Double M Crop Service in Bowdell. You can use my 15 years of crop insurance experience to have a winning season with your farming operation. Call me at 605-281-1551 to discuss your strategy. As a team, we can win. Double M Crop Service is an equal opportunity agency.
Couch Meat Market on the northeast edge of Eureka is your number one source for all your processing, smoking, and curing needs. Whether it's beef, pork, or sausage, Couch Meat Market does complete custom processing. All orders are cut and wrapped the way you want it. You are guaranteed to taste the difference when you buy our locally raised meat at Couch Meat Market in Eureka. Call 284-5218 for your appointment. You can beat our prices, but you can't beat our meat.
And welcome back here in Harriet, South Dakota, as we take a look at our officials tonight. Spencer Aberle, Bill Cantaloupe, and Chance Lester. The Law on the Court is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office. As we get things going here early on with an offensive foul. And that's how we'll begin things this evening, Dave.
Yeah, right off the tip, you know, they were down under the basket, figured, hey, we'll go for it, and well, yeah, it didn't quite work out the way they thought.
7:50 to go here, opening quarter. Shot from the right elbow up, no good, and that ball will be tipped out of bounds, and it will go to the Thunder. Chance Gregg, last one to touch that.
Yeah, just couldn't haul that rebound in. He got the hands on it, just couldn't clasp onto the ball, and there, quick turnover.
Butsky to the right wing. Shot is up, no good. A little too hard off the backboard, and here come the Wolverines the other way to the corner. Down low, shot up and good, and the first points of the game going to the leading scorer for the Wolverines, Brendan Begman. 7:15 to go here, opening quarter. North Central with the basketball right now, a half-court press by the Wolverines. And a drive up the baseline, we have a foul. And I believe Ben Beadle is the player with the basketball for the Thunder. He will now take this out of bounds. Over here on the right corner, Beadle will inbound it. Swinging around, quarter three-pointers, up and good! Right between the eyes from downtown. Beadlespacher gets the Thunder on the board. Nice set up there to the corner for him to make that three. It's a 3-2 lead for North Central over Harriet Selby. Here's a pull-up jumper from the left elbow, and that is up and good. Harriet Selby, Trevor Gill answers back with a shot of his own. Beadlespacher will bring this one across half court, now taking it himself to the right corner. Swinging it back outside. Nice ball movement here by the Thunder. Buskey down low, shot up, good! Kept the basket in the foul.
So, yeah, normally you kind of have a little bit of a feeling out process at the beginning of the game, but these two teams, they just came out running and gunning, and we've got a pretty good start to this ball game.
The and-one free throw is up and no good, left short. And the rebound by Chance Brett. Here come the Wolverines across the timeline. Hitting the left elbow and a foul is called. Trevor Saylor, the one fouled on the free throw line, will bring the basketball underneath the hoop now for the Wolverines.
And that's the second foul tonight already for Bryce Beadlespacher.
Well, that's bad news for the Thunder, the leading scorer.
Yeah, you don't want him to get into foul trouble, especially this early in the game.
So he's going to have to come out of the game for North Central. Drive to the low block. The ball on the floor now picked up by the Wolverines. Shot up from the low block. Count the basket and the foul. Brendan Begman getting to the rim for the and one. 5-4 lead for North Central here early on, but the Wolverines at the charity stripe for one more. Free throw by Begman is up and good as it rattles home. 7-5 lead now after the 3-point play by Begman. Here's the Thunder on their next possession. Have it in the corner, driving baseline as they look to swing it back outside. Three-pointer underway. That's up and good. And I don't have number 35 on my roster for North Central. I'm not quite sure who that is, if
yeah,
it's a jersey swap or not, but we'll try to get that name for you as soon as possible.
But coming off the bench and hitting the big three to tie this one up.
We have a 7-7 tie right now and a foul on the floor. And we'll try to get you that name for number 35 for the North Central Tigers. Right now, the Wolverines with the basketball. Trey Hedick will inbound this one as he gets it to the corner. Chance Gregg with it, now swinging it back to the far corner as that shot's going to be long. Offensive rebound goes for the Wolverines, and putting it back in is Trevor Gill. He gets the shot to fall. It's now a 9-7 lead here for the Wolverines.
Important offensive board right there, and that's what you want to see. Getting it, putting it right back, and getting those important points.
Here's a steal for the Wolverines, and going the other way is Trevor Saylor, but he gets it stripped as well. And now we have a timeout on the floor. Logan Specker wants to talk it over with his team. We'll take a 30-second timeout break as well. When we come back, 4:55 to go in the opening quarter. It's the Wolverines leading the Thunder 9-7.
Turner Drug, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy since 1985. Turner Drug offers a pharmacist and staff that knows you and your family. They're always ready to answer your questions and provide you with exceptional service when filling your prescriptions. Turn to the pharmacy that turns your questions into answers. Turner Drug. Good luck, students, athletes, parents, and coaches from Turner Drug in Bowdell. Visit Turner Drug on Main Street in Bowdell. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to Harriet, where it's the Wolverines leading the Thunder 9-7 early on. That timeout was sponsored by Agtegra. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earnings potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Here's a steal by the Wolverines and a foul before the shot. So that layup will not count, but the Wolverines have the basketball and another foul going against the North Central Thunder. 4:45 to go here in the opening quarter. Harriet Selby leading North Central 9-7. Dustin Storsom alongside Dave Williams for this matchup. Begman to the high post, swing it back outside. Three-pointer is up and no good by Hedick, but an offensive rebound. Now the ball's on the floor and the Thunder come up with it.
Yeah, James Gregg doing a great job on the board. Just lost his footing and in the process lost the ball and gave it right over to the Thunder.
The Thunder with the basketball on the low left block. Swing it back to the corner. Marshelic, he's actually number 35. He's in the program as number 31, but Marshelic is actually number 35 this evening for the Thunder as the ball goes out of bounds. And the Wolverines will take over with a two-point lead, 4:15 to go. In the opening quarter, it's a 9-7 lead for Harriet Selby over North Central.
And now on the floor for the Thunder, Brady Beetle-Schwacher is back in, and Colton Moore back on the bench.
And he's got two fouls to his name already, so we'll see if Harriet Selby wants to attack him already in the first half with those two fouls, as that shot's going to be left long by Trey Hedick. An offensive rebound, and a three-pointer is up and no good for Trevor Saylor. And we do have a foul on the floor.
And again, that was Chance Gregg with a rebound. And I don't know if there's a slick spot there, it's his shoes or what, but as soon as he hits the floor, his feet just are going right out from under him.
That foul is going to go on number 25, JT Brockle. That'll be his first foul of the contest. And a nice inbounds pass to the low block, and putting it up for two is Chance Gregg. Dave, Chance Gregg has been good early on.
He has. He has been all over the boards and making sure that either he gets the ball to put it right back or he distributes it to his teammates, and that's helped them out to this lead.
The Thunder swinging it around to the far corner, now getting into the high post. Marshelic has it. 3:25 to go in the opening quarter, and that shot will be left short by Marshelic. Rebound goes to the Wolverines, and we have a timeout on the floor as an empty pop bottle rolls on out here. So we'll stop play momentarily, and that'll allow the Wolverines to get a couple subs in.
And Begman had that board on the defensive end for the Wolverines, able to turn things around, and we've kind of seen them slowly, because we were kind of back and forth here right off the bat, but now the Wolverines are slowly starting to get the momentum their way and start pulling away.
They lead by four right now. It's a drive to the basket by number five. Trey Hedick is fouled, so he will go to the free throw line for two shots. Three eleven to go in the opening quarter. Harriet Selby leading at North Central as the first free throw is up and in for Trey Hedick.
And that was the second foul on Chris Marshalik for the Thunder. And already seven fouls on the team, so Harriet Selby area in the bonus.
And the second free throw is up and in as well. So 2-for-2 on the free throws as the Wolverines extend that lead to six. And with just over 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Buskey trying to help out top. The keeper, the ball gets stripped away. Another steal for the Wolverines. Here they go the other way. And the layup is up and good for Brendan Begman again. And we've been calling his name a lot in this opening quarter for Harriet Selby. They great, now lead by eight.
Yeah, great full court pressure here by the Wolverines. As you saw, it turned into 2 points there, and again, they get the ball right back.
Here's the Wolverines down low. Begman trying to put up a shot. It's blocked away. The Thunder come down with the rebound. Both teams fighting for the basketball in the near corner, and now we have a timeout again. Logan Secker wants to call a timeout. We'll take one as well. 15-7, the score reads. And we will be right back after a quick break. Wolverines leading the Thunder here on 100.7 KMLO.
At Ken Super Bear Foods, you'll find great people, low prices, and family pride. We give you more, you always pay less. Ken Super Bear Foods is simply the best. From our family to your family, fresh foods, friendly service. We're dedicated.
And welcome back to Harriet, where the Wolverines lead the North Central Thunder 15-7 here in the opening quarter. Harriet Selby coming in with a record of 3-5, dropping their last two contests. And North Central still looking for their first win on the season. And they're in a little bit of a hole in the opening quarter, trailing by 8. Still plenty of time to go, though. We're just getting started. Right now, North Central with the basketball. Top of the key. Swinging it down low. Shot is up. No good, but a foul is called.
That's going to be Trey Hedick called for that foul.
Trey Hedick, that is his second foul, and two key contributors already in foul trouble. One for North Central, and now one for the Wolverines. Here's the second free throw coming up. Brady Beetlestalker puts in the two free throws, so 15-9 with 2:15 to go in the opening quarter. Harriet Selby with the basketball. Hedick with a nice pass down low. Shot is up and good. What a feed to Trevor Gill down low, who was wide open and puts it in for two. 17-9, under 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Harriet Selby with the lead and another steal. Here comes Begman the other way. He'll lay it in for two. And it's now a 10-point lead, and North Central just having all sorts of trouble controlling the basketball early on in this first half.
Yeah, this press by the Wolverines has really turned into a bunch of points, and North Central just having a hard time getting it across the timeline, let alone try to get something set up.
Foul is going to go on Trey Hedick. I think I mentioned he had two earlier. He now has two fouls. That was just one for Trey Hedick earlier, so I apologize for that. But the Thunder with the basketball right now on the left elbow. As the shot goes up and it is good for number 32, Dawson Walls. Dawson Walls gets the shot to fall, makes it an 8-point game as the Thunder look to close this gap before the end of the first quarter. Shot is up and no good on the low block for Begman. A second effort going up by Trevor Gill, but he cannot get that one to fall. And so the Thunder will take over. Cole Buskey with the basketball as he crosses the timeline. Swings it to the left side. Hartling has it. Now finds a wide open man down low. Walls cannot get the shot to fall as it's long off the backboard. The Wolverines crossing the timeline now with 50 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Hedick, nice feed down low, and it's Begman again. From the left low block, he gets the shot to fall, and that lead is back out to 10 for Harriet Selby.
Yeah, great job there by Hedda, getting double-teamed and seeing the open man hitting him and getting the easy 2 points.
Brockle swinging it around. Now down low, Walls has it. Back outside, three-pointer, JT Brockle. That shot comes up short. Here come the Wolverines the other way. Begman from the post again. He gets the shot to fall. They cannot stop Braden Begman right now.
No, he's, him and Greg are just crashing the boards, collecting all the rebounds they can and getting those easy buckets.
Clock down to 5. Down to 4. A deep three-point shot from the volleyball line is no good. And that will end the first quarter of play here in Harriet. A great start, though, Dave, for the Wolverines. And they're out on a 12-point lead here, 23-11 over the North Central Thunder.
Yeah, and the big difference is, you know, like we've talked about, those rebounds, those important offensive rebounds, to be able to get a second chance, put that, you know, shot back up, and that's where they have really kind of pulled away and taken that away from North Central and that press. When North Central is just trying to bring it across the timeline, they're having a hard time trying to break that.
Now they certainly are. This first quarter break sponsored by the Montana Dakota Utilities. And 23-11, what a start. I mean, at this point, I know my stats are unofficial, but they've got to be close to double-digit turnovers for North Central. I mean, they have really struggled taking care of the basketball in the first quarter.
They have, and that's something that I'm sure the coach is saying, look, this quarter we need to protect the ball better. We need to be able to try and break that press. If somebody gets double-teamed, go help them. Go somewhere where they can pass you the ball so that we can get it and break the press and just hang on to the ball. That's important, too, and try to, you know, keep them off the offensive boards. That has just been, so far, a thorn in their side right off.
And both teams back on the floor. We're ready for our second quarter of play. If you're just tuning in, Harriet Selby leading the North Central Thunder 23-11. Dustin Stortzum alongside Dave Williams for this matchup as we have a foul, an off-ball foul that will go against the Thunder. And we'll see who it's on.
And that's their eighth foul so far here in the first half. And they've gotten into trouble early.
That foul will go on Cole Buskey. That is his second foul. So a couple Thunder and foul trouble in this first half. And it'll be one-and-one free throws coming up for the Wolverines. Chance Gregg here at the free throw line. And the first free throw is no good, as it was a 1-1. So Chance Gregg misses the 1-1 free throw. Thunder coming back the other way with the basketball. Buskey, top of the key, swinging it to the left side. Brockle has it. Out of the corner. Nice ball movement on top of the key for the Thunder. Buskey back to the left side. Brockle now handing it off to Beidelsprocher. 12 here on the shot clock, 7:24 to go in the opening half. Bryce Beidelsprocher with a three-pointer from the volleyball line. That's up no good. The rebound goes to Trey Hennick, and we have a jump ball.
And it's interesting to see. We saw this throughout the first, you know, first quarter here, that North Central really trying to get that three-point shot. It hasn't fallen well for them, but they're sticking with it to see if maybe they can get it to start dropping.
Clark Byers will inbound this one for the Wolverines. 7:12 to go in the opening half. 23-11. Harriet Selby leading North Central. So the basketball actually stays with North Central here. Brady Beidelsprocher will inbound this one, and the shot from three-point land is no good by Buskey. Here's the Wolverines the other way. Three-point shot rims up and in there for Trey Hedick, and he gets a transition three-pointer to fall. And right now, Harriet Selby all over North Central in the first half.
And that's when you know things are going your way, when you get the bounce off the front of the rim on the three-pointer.
Another potential steal there, but the ball does go out of bounds, so we'll stay with North Central underneath the basket.
Yeah, JT Brockle was trying to get that one down low, but it was stripped, but last off the Wolverines.
Inbounding this one for North Central, Colton Moore. 6:47 to go in the first half. Harriet Selby leading North Central, 26-11. Buskey takes it to the top of the key, swinging it back to the corner. Three-pointer is up, no good off the back of the rim by Moore. Offensive rebound going to the Thunder. It's blocked away out of bounds by number 21, Trevor Saylor. Basketball will stay with North Central underneath that right block. Moore looking to inbound this. Marshalik swinging it to the volleyball line. Buskey has it. Now back to the near corner. Three-pointer up. No good. That's going to be left long by Bryce Beetelsbacher. And the Wolverines coming the other way. Begman shot up. Good again. Begman has been unstoppable from the low block this evening for the Wolverines.
Yeah, they've just had no answer for him. Marshalik is their biggest guy, but he's just not able to contain Begman.
Here's Begman off the steal. The right-handed layup from the left side is no good, but a foul called. So back to the line is Brendan Begman. 6'2" junior.
Still got another season ahead of him. And, yeah, some good things, I think, for this Wolverine team with the youth that they've got and how well that they play together.
First free throw was left short off the front of the rim. 17-point lead in the first half for Harriet Selby over North Central as the second free throw rattles in and out. Rebound going to Dawson Walls. And now Moore will bring this one across the timeline. The half-court press has been so deadly for the Wolverines this evening, and it causes another turnover.
Yeah, and, had a good idea throwing it into the corner, but just a little off on that pass, and that's been their bane so far is these turnovers.
5:50 to go in the first half here in Harriet. So Wolverines 28, the Thunder 11. As a three-pointer from beyond the arc is up, no good. Rebound going to the Thunder. Moore is able to pull that one down. And now the Thunder will cross the half-court line. That half-court press, again, has just been so daunting for the Thunder so far. As Bryce Beetelsbacher gets to the rim, he's fouled, and will go to the line for two shots. .528 to go in the opening half, 28-11. Harriet Selby leading North Central as the first free throw is up and good. Second foul on number 31, Chance Gregg, for the Wolverines. And the second free throw is up and good. So 2-for-2 on the free throws. Makes this a 15-point game. A couple substitutes coming into the game here for Harriet Selby. Trey Hedick checks back into the ball game as he'll take the inbounds pass and bring this one up across the timeline. Hedick off the screen, looking for the pick and roll. Now he'll swing it to the corner. That ball is tipped out of bounds and will stay with the Wolverines. Trey Hedick to inbound here. Has Gavin Hannon in the corner, but gets it to the low block. And it looks like we have a timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second one as well. It's Harriet Selby going up against North Central. More action coming up after the break on 100.7 KMLO.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
100.7 KMLO, Dustin Stortzum alongside Dave Williams. We've got a good one here in Harriet Selby early on. It's a 15-point lead for the Wolverines. And a jump ball on the floor between number 23, Ashton Hartling, and Trey Hedick. So the basketball stays with the Wolverines. Hannon will inbound this one for Harriet Selby as he gets it into Hedick on top of the key. Swinging it to the right side. Chance Gregg has the basketball. Now back to the top of the key. Begman trying to get it down low as the double team's right there, and Moore's able to tip it out of bounds. So the basketball will stay with Harriet Selby with 5 seconds to go on the shot clock. Trey Hedick to inbound. Finds an open man, Hannon, at the top of the key. Jab steps, now pulls up from the right elbow. The shot is up, but will stay long, and the rebound goes to the Thunder. Ashton Hartling with the rebound, and he'll now take it himself across the timeline. Left side, Moore, now to the high post, as that shot is well short from the free throw line. Bryce Beetlesbacher had an open look there from the charity stripe, but missed all of it as that ball goes out of bounds, and the Wolverines will take over with 4:40 to go in the first half.
Yeah, Colton Moore, the Thunder, who last touched that one, a little bit of a collision on the way out of bounds as everybody was going for the ball, but he was the last to touch it before it went out.
Hannon with the basketball right now. Getting it down low. Chance Fred gets it stripped away. Moore coming up with the basketball for North Central. And here come the Thunder in transition to the corner. Ashton Hartling swinging it back outside. Beetlesbacher now driving to the charity stripe as he tries to get it back out for the baseline. Shot is up. No good. As Dawson Walls left that one short. Here's Trey Hedick the other way. Underhanded pass to the low block, and the shot is up and good for Trevor Saylor. Beautiful transition basket there for Trey Hedick and Trevor Saylor. And here's a three-pointer on the other end for the Thunder. And that ball is going to fall for Brady Beetlesbacher. 30-16 now, the Wolverines beating the Thunder.
Finally get one to fall. They've been trying all night long so far and haven't had a whole lot of success.
Chance Gray gets his pass knocked out of bounds. The ball will stay with Harriet Selby. 3:35 to go in the first half. It's 30-16. Trey Hedick with the inbounds pass. Trevor Saylor gets a shot to fall from the baseline. About 6 feet out, and the lead is now extended 32-16. Harriet Selby over North Central. With the basketball right now, Beetlesbacher swinging it back outside to Ashton Hartling. As that ball is tipped out of bounds, Ashton Hartling trying getting it to Colton Moore. He cannot hang on to it. It'll be a turnover here for the Thunder again. Tough first half for them offensively with the basketball. Just been really sloppy with it early on.
And the big men for the Wolverines down low, goodness, between Saylor and Begman and Gregg, they've just been dominant down there.
Here's Hedick, a three-pointer wide open from the top of the key. Shot will not fall. Walls coming down with the rebound for the Thunder. 2:45 remaining in the first half. Beetlesbacher to the corner to Bryce Beetlesbacher, and he'll drive to the lane and count the basket and the foul. I thought that foul was going to be on the floor, an early whistle, but they're going to count the basket. So give Bryce Beetlesbacher an and-one free throw coming up.
And that's, I think, really what they need to do more of. They've been, I think, relying a little too much on trying to find the three and getting it to fall. And if you want to get some points, you know, work your way down in, crash the paint, see if you can get something to fall. And, you know, just like that, you could have yourself an and-one opportunity.
Bryce Beetlesbacher, the and-one free throw, no good. So the score now, Harriet Selby 32, North Central 18, as the Wolverines have the basketball. Hedick getting it down low. Begman double-teamed, almost triple-teamed right there as he gets it to the right block. Chance Gregg back to Begman, and he leaves that shot short. The Thunder with the basketball. An opportunity for them to close the gap even more. Bryce Beetlesbacher to the rim. Cannot get it to fall. The ball's tipped out of bounds, and it's last touched by the Thunder. Bryce Beetlesbacher getting aggressive here on these last two possessions for the Thunder.
Trying to give his team a little jolt, a little pick-me-up, and you know, hoping that they'll join him and get a little more energy out here.
Top of the key with the basketball, Trevor Gill to Hedick. Back to Gill on the right elbow. His shot left long. Offensive rebound going to Begman. He'll swing it outside. Hedick for another three. He can't get it to go. And coming down with the basketball, Bryce Beetlesbacher as he drives to the rim, and he's fouled. Two shots coming up for the Thunder.
So we see Bryce starting to heat up a little bit, but at the same time, once he starts doing that, some shots start falling for him, you know the Wolverines are going to focus on him. So you've got to have some other guys stepping up, too.
This free throw is going to fall. Second free throw coming up, and Beetlestalker goes 2-for-2 from the line. So that lead now cut to just 12 with 1:50 to go in the first half. Begman with the basketball to the high post. Greg trying to find someone down low, and he finds Trey Hedick, but Hedick can't get the shot to fall, and Hedick's gone cold here in the second quarter, Dave.
He has. They're putting the bodies on him and trying to contest his shots, and so far it's working. And yeah, that hot hand went to a cold hand real quick.
Foul on the floor. I believe that's going to go against number 31, Chance Craig of Harriet Selby.
And it is his third.
So now the big man in trouble here for Harriet Selby. He will go to the bench with 1:28 to go in the first half. Dawson Walls at the free throw line for a 1-1 as he gets the first free throw to fall, and he'll have the opportunity to go 2-for-2. Lead can be trimmed down to just 10 here with this made free throw, but he leaves it long off the back rim. And now we're going to have a foul on, I believe, the Thunder, number 10, Brady Beetlespacher. A little too aggressive there against Hannon for the basketball, and he'll get called for his first foul of the ball game.
And, of course, we're already in the bonus, so we're going to go right down and shoot from the free throw line.
North Central with 10 team fouls. And the first free throw is up and no good. Harriet Selby with 8 fouls. So Harriet Selby right now currently in the double bonus because the Thunder have 10-plus fouls, and the Thunder just in the bonus. Second free throw is up and in, so that lead is extended back out to 12 here. Fulton Moore bringing this one across half court. Dribbling between the legs, and he tried feeding it down low, but it gets stripped away. And now the Wolverines coming the other end. Hammond. Back outside, Trevor Saylor from the high post, trying to find Hedick. And now the Wolverines will swing this one around, but now it's stolen. Bryce Beetlespacher to the rim. He's fouled, and a hard foul at that. Beetlespacher into the Wolverine padding underneath the basket as he's fouled, and he'll go to the line for 2 free throws, and that's the third foul on Trevor Saylor.
So a little bit of foul trouble for the Wolverines. Not what you want to see. Especially with as dominant as the big men have been so far down low tonight.
First free throw is up and in. And now Trevor Saylor will go to the bench. Darian Barker checking in for the Wolverines. Second free throw is up and good. And with 59 seconds to go in the first half, it's Harriet Selby 33, North Central 23. Trey Hedick getting it to the corner. Hannon dribbling with his left hand. Now back to Hedick. And we have a carry. You don't see that called very often. A carry call on Brendan Begman. And so the Thunder take over with the basketball, and I'm being completely honest, they have quite a bit of momentum on their side as well. A much better second quarter for North Central.
Yeah, Brady Beetlespacher really has stepped up. He's ignited this team, and they've been slowly chipping away at that lead.
Beetlespacher going to get called for the travel. He tried the jab step, and took an extra step. And so that'll be a turnover for the Thunder. Harriet Selby taking over with 30 seconds to go in the first half. No shot clock. So the Wolverines can take the final shot of the half if they want it. Hedick top of the key. And we have a timeout on the floor with 17 seconds left. We'll take one as well. That lead cut down to just 10. But Harriet Selby leading North Central 33-23. We'll have the rest of the first half action coming up next on 100.7 KMLO.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Harriet for the conclusion of our first half. 15 seconds to go in the opening half. Chance Gregg with the basketball, handing it off. Begman now back down low. Chance Gregg getting double teamed as he swings it back outside. Clock down the two. Begman throws up a floater. That won't fall as it's off the backboard. And that will do it for the first half of play. 33-23 in an action-packed first half day.
It really was. I mean, right off the bat, both teams, they kind of were going back and forth for a little while. And then we saw slowly Harriet Selby area kind of took control there in the first quarter. And but then, you know, they got that really big lead built up. And that's when we saw Bryce Biederspacher for the North Central Thunder kind of saying, you know what, we need to get things going. And he kind of took charge and led his team, and they brought it back down to within 10. So, you know, this is, you know, not necessarily the position they want to be in going into the half, but they had some momentum to finish off that first half, so hopefully they can build on it. And they made that adjustment. I was talking about they were kind of relying on the three early on, but then they made the adjustment. They were breaking down into the paint and trying to get a little closer and get some of those, you know, easier shots than they just weren't getting the threes to fall. So I think that adjustment really helped them.
And, I mean, if you're a North Central fan, you have to be happy with how the score is right now. The way they played in that first quarter with all the turnovers, I mean, to just be down 10 points, I mean, I think you have a smile on your face going into halftime.
Absolutely. They did a better job in the second quarter hanging onto the ball. There were still some sloppy plays here and there. But overall, it was an improvement from that first quarter, definitely.
Well, we'll take a short little break. When we come back, we'll have the halftime show right here on 100.7 KMLO.
At Fortress Bank, our commitment to our customers reaches beyond the monetary aspects and into the communities in which we live, do business, and raise our families. Being recognized by Forbes magazine as the 2019 Best Bank in South Dakota shows specifically the great customer service and skills of our employees and their impact in the community. We are grateful our customers see these qualities and continue to choose us as their financial partner. Thank you from all of us at Fortress Bank in Bowdell. Member FDIC.
Nobody wants to get in an accident, but if you do, Art's Body Shop in Eureka is the only call you need to make. Art's Body Shop, the finest in auto body repair and painting, has the team to do it all. They offer complete collision repair, 24-hour wrecker service, rock chip repair, complete windshield replacement, and locksmith services. So when life throws you a dent, Art's Body Shop can pull it out. Call 284-2524. Art's Body Shop, where the service is excellent and the final result is even better.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverine.
So you've had an appointment with a specialty physician and are cleared for 6 months. Great news, right? 6 months later, the weather turns bad, you have a family emergency, or you simply can't make your appointment. Now what? Thanks to telehealth and the interactive solutions provided by the Bowdell Healthcare Center, you can keep your appointment. Most specialty doctors' follow-up appointments can be done through telehealth, giving you peace of mind to keep that appointment. Telehealth is available through the Bowdell Healthcare Center.
And And welcome back to the Jensen Rock and Sand Mobridge broadcast booth. Dustin Stortsom alongside Dave Williams here on 100.7 KMLO. And quite the first half. It was back and forth. It looked like Harriet Selby was just going to take over and run away with things in the first half. But North Central played a lot better late in the second quarter. They're able to bring this within 10, and here we are at a score of 33-23 on our Real Tough Livestock Equipment scoreboard.
Yeah, it was an interesting momentum shift there because they built pretty close to a 20-point lead at one point, and it did. It looked like it was going to be a runaway. But you saw North Central make that, you know, adjustment that they needed to in the period, which, you know, a lot of times you have to wait till halftime and kind of make that switch. But they were able to do that and crawl back within 10 points. Not a bad place to be. You know, it could be a lot worse. They could be down by 20 at the half, and that would just, you know, that's a tough hole to dig out of.
Right, certainly. And when you're a team that's 0-8 and you look up at the scoreboard and you see yourself down 20, you're thinking, oh, not again.
Yeah, here we are back in the same position. Yeah, no, they looked a lot better. They seemed to be more comfortable in the second quarter. They still had a tough time with the big guys down low for Harriet Selby area. They kind of really did what they wanted to do down there, getting the rebounds and the putbacks. That may be something Coach will talk to them about. You know, you got to really do a little more work down there. Don't let them get so many offensive boards and second chances. That will make a big difference for them. So it'll be interesting to see how they come out here in the second half.
Yeah, it certainly will. And again, 33-23, Harriet Selby leading North Central at the half here. And Dan, you got some scores for us around South Dakota?
Yeah, there's a couple of games in the fourth quarter. Woolsey-Wessington, with about 5 minutes left in the game, they've got a pretty good lead on Wessington Springs. It's 42-26. They're late in the fourth. And Ipswich taking on Falcon area. They've got a six-point lead, about 6 minutes left, so not over yet. But they're up 34-20, still some time for the teams to climb back in, but they look to be in a pretty good position headed towards the end of the game.
Yeah, they certainly do. Again, 33-23. We have about 4 minutes before the start of the third quarter, but one thing I really noticed for North Central is they were able to lock down Trey Hedick. Trey Hedick, their second leading scorer for Harriet Selby, and he really struggled finding the bottom of the net in that second quarter.
He did. First quarter he came out, he was, you know, lighting things up, doing what he wanted. And, yeah, like you said, they really kind of zeroed in on him. And, you know, with them doing that, he also kind of got cold at the same time. And that's a tough combination. Thankfully for him, some of the other guys were stepping up. Trevor Saylor down low, Brendan Begeman, Chance Gregg. As we mentioned, they were, you know, there to collect the board and to get things set back up. And, you know, we saw a little bit more in the second quarter, too, of North Central being able to get some things out in transition, which they had a tough time in the first quarter because here in Selby area, they had that full-court press, and they're having a tough time breaking that, just trying to get across the timeline. But they seemed to kind of handle that a little bit better as the game wore on.
Another thing to mention as, you know, we go further into this game is Chance Gregg, the big man for Harriet Selby, he has three fouls. Trevor Saylor also has three fouls. And, you know, if you're Harriet Selby, especially with those two players, they can't play as tight a defense down low as they'd like to with those fouls to their name.
Yeah, and this would be the perfect time here in the second half to just, you know, go down low and work hard in the paint for, you know, drive right at them and make them, you know, try to foul out. And, you know, if you can do that, that's going to help you because of how well they've been playing on the other end of the court. So, yeah, I would, if I was, you know, the coach, I would tell them, just go right at them. Don't be afraid. Get in there. Try for that shot. Try for that layup and make them play defense and make them foul you because they've only got a few more to give.
Looking at the second half coming up here for Harriet Selby, what do you think they have to do in order to close this one out? I mean, up 10 points right now, you're comfortable with that lead, but you'd certainly like to extend it the way that first half ended.
Yeah, I think they kind of got away from that full court press in the second quarter on the inbounds, and that really led to, you know, it was like 8-10 points that they got right off the bat just by doing that, forcing the turnover. So I think if they do a little bit more of that, you don't have to do it, you know, every single inbound. But if you throw that at them a little bit more consistently through the second half, they did have a tough time with it. So that, you know, that and staying consistent on the boards. They've been playing well down low. And, you know, when Hedick got cold and he wasn't hitting his three-pointers and his other jump shots, the guys were there to, you know, corral in that rebound, either put it right back up, get themselves some points, or get it set back up and give them another look in the, to set up another play. So I think if they, you know, keep playing well down low and throw that full-court press in there a little bit more throughout the second half, I think that will give them the chance to kind of pull away even a little further.
What about for North Central? If they want to come back and win this game, what do they have to do?
Oh, the biggest thing is hanging onto the ball. I mean, they did better in the second quarter. There was still some sloppy play, but if they can cut down on those turnovers, like I said, go after those big men. Get right down there in the paint. Get dirty. Put the ball up and, you know, force them to either back off and let you get that easy bucket or to foul you, and then you're going to have a little more room down there once they foul out.
33-23. We'll take a short 30-second break. When we come back, the start of our second half here on 100.7 at KMLO.
Teamwork, preparation, dedication, putting forth that extra effort that others won't. Sound like a recipe for a state championship? Actually, it's the approach at First State Bank of Roscoe to serve all of your financial needs. Good luck, Thunder, from First State Bank of Roscoe with branches in Bowdell and Eureka, your locally owned independent community bank. Member FDIC.
A relationship you can bank on. First State Bank of Roscoe.
And welcome back to Harriet Selby. The first points of the second half going into the hands of Trevor Gill for the Wolverines. That lead now back out to 12 for Harriet Selby, taking on the North Central Thunder. Marshalik trying to get a pass down low, but it's tipped away and stolen by the Wolverines. Hedick will bring this one across half court for Harriet Selby. Dribbling with the right hand, going between the legs, now over to Saylor. Saylor to Gregg on the right elbow, who has three fouls right now. Gives it back to Saylor, who also has three fouls on the left elbow. 14 on the shot clock, 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Hedick looking for the pick and roll here. Gregg still standing at the charity stripe as Hedick pulls up for three. That's up, no good. Off the rim, the rebound going to Colton Moore. Ashton Hartley quickly getting it over to the corner. Brady Biedelspacher. Now back outside. The three-pointer up no good off the backboard by Hartling. Rebound going into the hands of the Wolverines, but now it's tipped around and two players fighting on the floor for the basketball. And we'll have a jump ball with 6:39 to go in the third quarter.
So good to see both teams coming out aggressively here in the second half. That's what you want. You want to get, you know, get back into the swing of things and just keep that energy up leading into this half here.
Hedick will inbound it to Brendan Begman, who now will give it back to Hedick on top of the key. Hedick waiting for the screen from Gregg. He now gets it and dribbles to his left. A pull-up three-pointer right between the eyes from downtown. It's Trey Hedick who gets it to fall from three.
He's been looking for that one for a little while, and I'm sure that probably feels good for him to finally tickle the twine with that one.
Biedelspacher driving baseline, but he loses control of the basketball. Wolverines in possession. Hedick pulling up for three. It's a heat check right between the eyes from downtown. Trey Hedick back-to-back three-pointers for the Wolverines. It's 41-23 with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. A timeout for the Thunder. We'll take one as well. 30 seconds. We'll be right back here on 100.7 KMLO.
All of us at Drake's Place C-Store in Bowdell invite you to stop by before or after the game. Hi, this is Ryan Drake reminding you that we have everything you need to fill up both your tank and your appetite. Choose from subs, pizzas, chicken, or one of our delicious burgers. We also carry snacks, beverages, and more. After the game, meet your friends for a beer and some snacks while you talk over the game. Or fill up your tank at the Drake's Place in Bowdell, proud sponsor of this game.
One to 23, Harriet Selby dominating the start of this third quarter. Back-to-back threes by Trey Hedick. And all of a sudden, it's an 18-point lead over the North Central Thunder. Dustin Stortzum alongside Dave Williams for this matchup tonight in Harriet.
And that's the last thing the Thunder wanted to see coming out here in the second half, to have Hedick get, you know, get those shots to drop and start to heat up.
I think Trey Hedick had the radio on in the locker room during halftime. He heard us talking about his cold stretch he had.
I'll show you. Watch this.
5:44 to go here in the third quarter. Harriet Selby with the basketball underneath the right block. Hannon will inbound this one to Begman. Begman back to the corner. Hannon trying to find the big man. Chance Gregg down low, who's double-teamed but still gets the shot to fall. And that lead is now out to 20. 43-23. All of a sudden, Logan Secker's Thunder team has got a big hole to climb out of, trying to answer back with a two of his own. And Dustin Walls gets it to fall. Lead now down to 18. Hannon bringing this one across half court. Swings it to the left side. Beckman driving to the low block. Shot up, no good. And the rebound goes to Brady Biedelsbacher. They need to get something to fall here. They need to go on a little run. Biedelsbacher driving to the charity stripe. Swinging it back out to the far corner. Moore has it. Now back. Biedelsbacher set back. Three-pointer leaves it short. The ball's up in the air. And Gregg coming down with it. And we're going to have a foul. That might go against Chance Gregg. If it is, that's his four. Let's see who it's on. And that will actually be going against Brendan Begman. First foul.
So a break for the Wolverines on that call for sure.
Absolutely. You do not want your big man, your center, with four fouls in the third quarter. So the Wolverines catch a break. 4:45 to go in the third quarter. 43-25, Harriet Selby leading North Central. Walls on the high post. Swinging outside, Colton Moore with a long shot off the back rim, and now fighting for the basketball, Begman going up against Brady Biedelsbacher, and we have a foul, and it's going to go against the Wolverines.
Yeah, I think two quick ones. Second one here on Begman.
I think right now in the third quarter, you're okay with two fouls. And if you pick up a third, then you're in a little trouble. Not quite halfway through the third quarter. Moore with the basketball after the inbounds pass, trying to swing it to the low block, and coming up with it is Dawson Walls. Now he loses control of the basketball. It's on the floor, and Walls somehow passes that ball back out to the top of the key. Biedelsbacher, shot up, no good, off the back rim. The rebound going to Hedick as he'll bring this one across the timeline. Here's Trevor Saylor in the far corner. He now drives baseline, and the shot is no good, but a foul called. And I think they're going to take this one out underneath the basket here. We'll see. And no, actually, Trevor Saylor will be shooting free throws. It's the third foul on Bryce Biedelsbacher. And the first free throw is up and no good. Trevor Saylor, the Wolverine at the free throw line for Harriet Selby. Off an opportunity to go 1-for-2. Second free throw is up, and he left that one short. So the first one stays long, the second one short. 0-for-2 on the free throws. And after that free throw shot, it rolls out of bounds. So the Thunder will take over with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter.
And they need to, you know, When they go down on these trips to the basket, they've got to get something. And they have not been the last few trips down.
And I thought that shot was cleanly blocked by Trevor Gill, but the referee calls a foul underneath the basket. And going to the free throw line for two shots, the big man Dustin Walls. Just a sophomore, 6 foot tall. Still got some room to grow, and I think he might be a big-time player in a couple of years for this North Central squad.
Yeah, give him a little more time on the court, and you know, another year or two, he could really be a force for this team for sure.
6 foot tall, just a soft one. He's got room to grow to.
Absolutely. Next time we see him, he could have another 2-3 inches on him.
I think I was 5 foot three my sophomore year in high school.
I think I was about the same.
Headache bringing it across the timeline for the Wolverines. 3:45 to play in the third quarter. Harriet Selby, 43, North Central, 25. And Trevor Saylor on a backdoor cut down the baseline. He gets it to fall off the backboard, and that lead stretched back out to 19.
And that's been success for them all night, just working down low, and there they are doing it again.
Beetlesbacher on the baseline. Nice ball movement by the Thunder on top of the key. Closely guarded there is Beckman as they swing it to the high post. And Dawson Walls cannot get the turnaround floater to go. As we have a foul on the floor. We'll see who it's on. I believe Brady Beetlesbacher will pick up the foul. Yep, he will. That's his second. Marshalik back on the floor for North Central. Had a couple big shots to begin the ball game, including a three-pointer. Beckman holding the basketball on top of the key. 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. Edick pulling up for three, and he left it long off the backboard. Offensive rebound going to Saylor. He'll try to drive to the baseline. And nearly stripped away, but Beckman able to get it back for the Wolverines. Here's Beckman now, driving straight down the middle of the lane. We have a foul, and it's going to go against the Thunder. Colton Moore, number 14, picking up the foul for the Thunder.
Yeah, both of them kind of went to the floor hard, but looks like everybody's okay.
The fourth foul on Colton Moore, so one more, and he's out for the rest of the ballgame. Edick will inbound this one to Trevor Saylor. Shot clock reset to 35. Haddock's got it. On the volleyball line, as he dribbles to his right. Now hands it off to Brendan Beckman, and we have a timeout called. Chris Haddock is not happy on the Wolverine sideline. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. 45-26. Harriet Selby leading North Central here on 100.7 KMLO.
Couch Meat Market on the Northeast Edge of Eureka is your number one source for all your processing, smoking, and curing needs. Whether it's beef, pork, or sausage, Couch Meat Market does complete custom processing. All orders are cut and wrapped the way you want it. You are guaranteed to taste the difference when you buy our locally raised meat at Couch Meat Market in Eureka. Call 284-5218 for your appointment. You can beat our prices, but you can't beat our meat.
Welcome back here to Harriet, South Dakota, where Harriet Selby, the Wolverines, leading the North Central Thunder 45-26. As we take a look at that Real Tough Livestock scoreboard, a couple players in foul trouble here for the Thunder. Colton Moore just picked up his fourth before that timeout was called by head coach Chris Haddock.
And their leading scorer, Brady Beetlesbacher, he's got three here as well, so these guys need to be a little careful out there.
2:29 to go here in the third quarter. Edick to the left elbow. Chance Gregg with the basketball. Now gets it stripped away. Marcelli coming up with the steal. And now the Thunder get their next offensive possession. Bryce Beetlesbacher on the free throw line. Swinging it back out to the baseline. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Brady Beetlesbacher now back outside. A wide open three-point look for Hartling, and he can't get it to fall as it goes out of bounds, and the referee signals that the Wolverines will take over. Last touch by the Thunder. Beckman, the big man, brings this one across the timeline. To the left side, Trevor Saylor. Now to the high post, Chance Gregg back over to Beckman after the screen from Haddock. Now Haddock with the basketball, trying to feed it down low. Trevor Saylor getting it to fall. That backdoor cut on the baseline has worked out really well for Trevor Saylor this evening.
It really has. It's not deja vu. I mean, that's what they've been doing. We're not just repeating it. They're just going. I mean, it's working. So why are you going to go away from it? They're not. They're going to keep feeding it down low to him.
Trey Hedick was able to break up that pass as the ball flies out of bounds. We'll stay with North Central. Fulton Moore with four fouls will inbound this one for the Thunder. The Thunder tonight in their black uniforms with the white lettering and the red outline. Harriet Selby in their white uniforms with a goldish coloring to their name and number as a three-pointer is up and good for Bryce Biedelsbacher. Maybe that's the start of a big run for the Thunder as that lead is cut down to 18. Shot up no good by Hannon. Now he'll get called for the foul. Colton Moore came down with the basketball. Hannon tried going over the top. He'll get called for his second foul. And now 14 fouls for both squads in the third quarter. Exactly 1 minute to play in the third. 47-29, Harriet Selby leading North Central. Bryce Biedelsbacher with the basketball. Now swinging it to the right side. Hartling has it. Back over to Colton Moore. Trying to feed the high post to Dawson Walls, but it'll get stripped away. Another turnover for North Central. Here's Hedick. Hannon. Now to Begman. Begman with the drive on Colton Moore. He can't foul. Otherwise, he's out of the game, so he let Begman go by him. And now we have a foul call that won't go on Colton Moore, but we'll see who it's on. ...32 seconds remaining in the third quarter, and that foul will go on number 32, Dawson Walls. Substitute coming into the game here for Harriet Selby. Trevor Gill checking back into the game for Trevor Saylor. And that free throw will not fall, but Hedick right there. A near steal opportunity. Moore was able to get it back. Another Thunder on the floor here as the full court pressure is on, and we have a 10-second violation against the Thunder. Some great full court pressure there by the Wolverines. They're going to force the violation against the Thunder. 22 seconds to go, and now Harriet Selby will have an opportunity for the last shot. Clock down to 12. Hedick just dribbling it on top of the key, guarded by Ashton Hartley. Hedick to the right, after the screen, swinging it to the baseline. Hannon has it. He's double-teamed, and he'll turn the ball over. 2 seconds to go, and we have a double dribble call on Brady Biedelsbacher. He thought there was like a second and a half left. There's really 4 seconds on the clock, and he tried to throw up a full court heave and realized that he had more time. But
yeah, got a little ahead of himself there and then caught himself, and it was too late.
Begman off the inbounds pass, throws up a last-second shot, but it will not fall, and that's the end of the third quarter. Sponsored by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. We'll take a 30-second break when we come back. The fourth quarter of play between Harriet Selby and the North Central Thunder. All that coming up next on 100.7 KMLO.
Teamwork is the key to success, whether you are on the basketball court or in your cornfield. Hi, this is Mike Kessel from Double M Crop Service in Bowdell. You can use my 15 years of crop insurance experience to have a winning season with your farming operation. Call me at 605-281-1551 to discuss your strategy. As a team, we can win. Double M Crop Service is an equal opportunity agency.
Dustin Stortson, Dave Williams here in Harriet, South Dakota, where the Harriet Selby Wolverines leading the North Central Thunder 47-29. Make sure you guys stick around post-game. We'll have your Venture Communications player of the game. And right now, I would say Begman has that honor.
He's a pretty good candidate for that. He has, you know, been putting in the points, grabbing the boards. I mean, he has been all over the place, and he's really done a great job leading this Wolverine team.
8 minutes of action remaining here in Harriet. Wolverines leading the Thunder in a hard foul. I believe that's going to go against Begman. And it will. His third foul of the contest. 7:50 remaining. Fulton Moore with the basketball. Top the key for the Thunder. He's swinging it around to the left side. Three-pointer is up and good. Count the basket for Brady Beetlespacher. A three-pointer. And the lead cut to 15.
And that's what they need more of. Trips like that where they get some points out of it. And, you know, now they've just got to make a stop at this end. And
Begman with a right-handed layup. Has left the wall. Here's Beetlespacher the other way. He gets the shot to fall. Bryce Beetlespacher for two, and all of a sudden, Dave, that lead cut to just 13.
Kind of like what we saw in the first half, as Harriet Selby got out to a big lead in the first quarter. Then second quarter, they kind of gave it away a little bit. Still held the lead, but it'll be interesting to see what happens here.
Chance Gregg with an opportunity down low, but his shot is no good off the backboard. North Central in control of the basketball again on a quick 5-0 run as Moore throws that pass just a little bit too hard to Beetlespacher in a turnover. Here's Haddock the other way. It's a 2-on-3 opportunity here for the Wolverines. They'll slow things up, 27 on the shot clock. Chance Gregg getting double-teamed down low, and his shot rattles off the rim. It's no good, and the rebound going to Dawson Wall. So the Thunder in possession of the basketball again, down just 13. As another three-pointer is thrown up, that's left off the back rim. And Begman coming down with the rebound for Harriet Selby. Here come the Wolverines in transition. Trevor Gill had an opportunity on the baseline to throw up a shot. He decides not to, as the Wolverines want to use a little clock. Now outside of the corner, Trey Hedick from downtown.
Well, I think there's a reason they named him Trey. Because he's been hitting a few this half.
50-34, 6:05 remaining in the fourth quarter. We'll take a 30-second break. When we come back, the conclusion of our game between Harriet Selby and North Central. That action coming up here on 100.7 KMLO.
Turner Drug, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy since 1985. Turner Drug offers a pharmacist and staff that knows you and your family. They're always ready to answer your questions and provide you with exceptional service when filling your prescriptions. Turn to the pharmacy that turns your questions into answers. Turner Drug. Good luck, students, athletes, parents, and coaches from Turner Drug in Bowdell. Visit Turner Drug on Main Street in Bowdell. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And welcome back to Harriet, where the Harriet Selby Wolverines lead the North Central Thunder 50-34. That's what the score reads on our Real Tough Livestock Equipment Sports Scoreboard. And this timeout is sponsored by Egtegra. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earnings. Potential straight from the start. Contact your local Egtegra cooperative today. A great one. A great matchup between Harriet Selby and North Central. And a couple times it looks like the Wolverines are going to pull away and win by 30 points. All of a sudden, a quick little 7-point run for North Central. At least keeps them in the ball game for right now. Still trailing by 16 with a little under 6 minutes to go as Moore throws up a three, and that would have been huge. But he cannot get the shot to fall, and the Wolverines coming down with the rebound. Hedick to the left side. Begman working on Beetlespacher, getting double teamed down. Lowy throws up a shot and it won't fall.
I mean, talk about the effort just to get that shot off through three different Thunder defenders.
Second foul of the night for number 25, JT Brockle. As the first free throw is up and it rattles home. .539 remaining in the ballgame. 17-point lead for Harriet Selby. As the second free throw is good as well. 2-for-2 on the free throws for Brendan Begman. Let's see if the Thunder can answer back here. Nice hustle by Begman to knock that pass out of bounds. And a substitute into the game for Harriet Selby. Gavin Hannon checks back in for number 11, Trevor Gill. We'll see if Harriet Selby wants to use a little more clock. Of course, I'm not used to the shot clock. Nebraska doesn't have the shot clock implemented. They were testing it out but decided not to go that route just yet. And I like the pace of play with South Dakota high school basketball. That shot clock certainly helps the pace of play.
Keeps things moving for sure. You got to, you know, not just play against the team, but you're making sure you get it off before the clock winds down too.
5 minutes remaining in the ball game. Brockle with the basketball, getting it to the corner, and Colton Moore will draw the foul on the baseline as he's trying to get to the left low block.
It's Gavin Hannon that got called on that one, his third of the night.
Six fouls for both squads this evening as Hannon is able to tip that inbound pass out of bounds, and it will remain with the Thunder. Moore calling the play on the left block and now getting it in. Here to Beetlespacher. He'll drive to the free throw line where he's fouled, and I believe that's going to be called before the shot. So a 1-1 coming up for number 24, Bryce Beetlespacher. And they certainly need these free throws down 20 with 4:53 to play.
They definitely do, and they have had a decent night at the stripe, converting most of their free throws. So that's kind of been a saving grace for them.
1-1 free throw is up and in, so Beetlespacher will get an opportunity to complete the two free throws here. Lead cut down to 19, trying to make it 18 with the second free throw, and that hits nothing but nylon. 2-for-2 on the free throws for Bryce Beetlespacher. And now checking into the game, Brady Beetlespacher for JT Brockle. Logan Secker, head coach for North Central. Again, they've struggled to begin the year, but I mean, both these teams are so young as Hannon throws up a three-pointer, and that will pop off the back of the rim. Beetlespacher the other way. He knows he has to make this quick in transition. This shot will not fall. It will rattle around and go out of bounds, and the Wolverines will take over. Full court pressure for North Central. Hannon will catch the pass from Hennick and get this one across half court as... I'm not sure if we have a timeout on the floor exactly or what's going on. Referee going to the scores table.
Yeah, a little bit of confusion there on the floor, so they're just going to take it to the sideline.
Not sure exactly what happened right there, but... Anyway, the Wolverines still in control of the basketball as they inbound it to Hedick. He has it top of the key. Swing it to the left side. Begman now has it as he drives to the rim and lays it in for two. Begman has been so good this evening. And he continues to get it done with another two-pointer from the right block. The Thunder trying to quickly answer back from the baseline, but it's no good. Hedick jumping in for the rebound. Hannon to the corner. Saylor, a wide open three-pointer, and he knocks it down from deep. Just what the doctor ordered for Saylor in the far corner as he had a wide open three-point look. And he said, why not with a 20-point lead? He gets it to fall. Beetlespacher on the other end getting double-teamed, and he'll be fouled inside the post. Two shots coming up.
And the Wolverines really answering the question I had coming into this fourth quarter. We saw in the second quarter, they kind of started to give it away. They let North Central back in. And here in the fourth quarter, they're continuing to just pull away from the Thunder.
First free throw is good for Bryce Beetlespacher. 59-37. 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the ballgame. And the second free throw is up, no good, but an offensive rebound going to Hartling. So the Thunder keep control of the basketball. Hartland trying to swing it down low. It gets tipped away, and Hedick for the Wolverines comes up with it. And now we're going to see some more pressure from North Central as they try to get this basketball back. Hammond on the drive baseline, and his shot will rattle out.
And a great hustle there by Marshallik for the Thunder to grab that board. They haven't been able to do that a whole lot tonight. That was a big one to at least fend off the Wolverines for one trip anyway.
Buskey back into the basketball game. We haven't seen him a lot here in the second half as Trevor Gill driving the baseline. His shot will not fall. An offensive rebound going to Saylor. He can't get it to go either. And I believe Secker got a timeout called in time. Yep,
yes.
Timeout on the floor.
Just in time.
We'll take one as well. A quick 30-second timeout break. 2:51 to go in the fourth quarter. More action coming up next here on 100.7 KMLO.
The Dakota Country Store, owned and operated by Performance Oil, is your bulk fuel and oil supplier in Eureka. Number 2 Ag Diesel is now available at the pump. The Dakota Country Store is proud to serve the needs of the community and proud to sponsor high school sports and academics. Good luck tonight and good luck in the classroom. For fuel and game time goodies tonight and any night, visit the Dakota Country Store in Eureka.
Fourth quarter action between Harriet Selby and the North Central Thunder. And make sure you guys stay tuned. We'll have the Premier Equipment post-game show coming up, and that's where we'll name our Venture Communications player of the game. Both teams back on the court for the conclusion of our fourth quarter. Logan Secker called a timeout before the break as the ball was on the floor, and he was able to get one off in time. So North Central with the basketball. Buskey will bring this one up across the timeline. Again, haven't seen a lot of him in the second half. Marshallik from the high post. Swinging it to the left side of the court. Back to Buskey. Now to Hartland. Buskey down low. Beetlestalker getting it to fall over Trevor Saylor. Full court pressure coming from North Central. Saylor, a jump stop at the baseline. Swings it out to the volleyball line. Hedick has it now, and Hedick's one of those guys where you can't leave him open anywhere inside that half-court line. Shot clock down to 15.
Yeah, he's not afraid to take the shot, and he can make them, too.
Three-pointer on the way. Trevor Saylor missed all of that one. An offensive rebound by Brendan Bedman, and he gets it to fall and one.
There he is again. He's got a firm grip on that Venture Communications player of the game. He has just been a force all night in the paint, scoring in the paint, getting rebounds on both ends. And boy, he has really been a great leader on the floor tonight for the Wolverines.
JT Bronkle was upset after that foul call. Petel Schrocker, the leader of this North Central team, going over to him, saying a couple words. The ball falls out of bounds, and it will remain Harriet Selby basketball. Under 2 minutes to play in the ball game, 61-39. Harriet Selby running away with things late. They'll inbound this one to Begman at the left elbow. He'll hand it off to Hedick, who will dribble this one at the volleyball line. Hartling guarding him. He'll hand it off, and Begman again just lays it up for two. I mean, if this guy's not triple teamed, you know he's going to get to the rim. He's able to do so again.
And even sometimes then, he still forces his way down there.
Bryce Beetlesbacher answering back with a two of his own. Clock continues to dwindle down. 1:25 to play. Here's Chance Gregg, and he loses possession of the basketball. They'll fall out of bounds in the corner, and the Thunder will take over.
Yeah, that touchdown pass just a little too deep there.
Yeah. Buskey to the left wing. Now back, Bryce Beetlesbacher for three. He'll leave it short. Hedick coming down with a rebound. And a foul on Ashton Hartling. And that's just a frustration foul. I mean,
yeah, it is. There's no need for that. Just he's got the ball. He's going to be pushing it ahead. And Well, you're just going to send him to the line anyways. We're in the bonus.
A 22-point lead, 1:13 to go, and Trey Hedick at the free throw line for a 1-1. And the first free throw is up and in for Hedick, so he'll get a second opportunity. And the second free throw for Hedick is up and rattles in, and that's just been the Harriet Selby Wolverines luck tonight. I mean, they've really They've got all the bounces this evening. They've played great defense, even better offense at times. Hartling goes on the drive, and he cannot get the layup to fall. Hedick with the basketball as he gets it up across the timeline. Now he'll slow things up at the volleyball line. 48 seconds to go, 24 on the shot clock. Trying to run all the clock they can with this big lead.
Yeah, you really don't need to push. Just wait until it gets down, get your shot, and you know, get ready to go down and defend.
Trevor Saylor from the baseline cannot get it to go. Offensive rebound by Begman as he gets to the corner. Trevor Gill for three, gets it to fall, but the referee calling the shot off. The shot clock expired. Chris Hedick with a big smile on his face over there in the Wolverine sideline, man.
He knew.
He knew. He knew, but he sure wanted that to count for Trevor Gill.
Yeah, they really tried it, and Saylor really should have taken the shot because by the time he got it over to Gill, it was done.
Buskey in the corner, 14 seconds to go, a three-pointer underway, and the bank is open today from behind the arc. Hartling gets it to fall in garbage time. 4 seconds to go. Hartling brings this one across half court. They won't foul, and that will be the conclusion of this one. 65-44, Harriet Selby easily handling North Central to improve the record of 4-5 on the season. North Central will drop to 0-9. And we'll take a short little break. When we come back, it's the Premier Equipment postgame show. And we'll also name our Venture Communications player of the game. All that coming up here on 100.7 KMLO.
At Premier Equipment, they are committed to serving and supporting the area farmers and ranchers. Premier Equipment continues to carry the equipment you need and have the reputation to back it up. With locations in Isabel, Mobridge, Bottle, and Eureka, they can provide you with the service and selection you deserve. They would like to take this time to wish the athletes the best in this game and in your future. Let their family serve yours at Premier Equipment, family owned since 1951.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Well, welcome back to the Premier Equipment postgame show. Dustin Stortzum alongside Dave Williams on 100.7 KMLO. It was, as you could say, back and forth, but for the most part, Harriet Selby was in control most of this game.
Yeah, they, once they started to pull away in the first quarter there, it really was their ball game. I mean, we saw a little bit, North Central was hanging with them right off the bat, but then the big men just took over for Harriet Selby area, and that really was a big difference in the game. They had a lot more big men just battling hard both ends of the court, and North Central really didn't have an answer for that all game long. And they tried to answer with threes. They weren't falling. They made an adjustment, pulled it within 10. There early as we headed into the half. But when we came back out for the second half, the Wolverines, and I was wondering when we were going into that fourth quarter, are they going to keep that momentum? Are they going to let off the gas like they did in the first half? They didn't. They just kept going at it down low. they really didn't take a lot of threes. He hit, I think, 3 out of 4 in the second half after we kind of called him out for having a cold hand. But they really just banged the boards, and they got their points in the paint and down low. And that and a lot of turnovers for North Central. Like you said, they're a young team, and that's something they really need to work on. They've got some talent there on the team. They just need to clean things up with the turnovers. They need to get a little tougher down low. I think that would make a big difference if they battled a little harder. I know they're not a big team either. They just really have Marshallik, who's a big down there. So those guys that are, you know, playing forward along with them, they just need to play bigger than what they are. I mean, I know it's tough, and sometimes you're just going to get overwhelmed, and that's what happened tonight with the Wolverines' big men down low. They just really, between Begeman and Saylor and Greg, they just really took it to this North Central team.
Yeah, they certainly did. As Harriet Selby improving to 4-5 on the season, North Central falling to 0-9, desperately trying to find that first win. Well, it's time to name our Venture Communications player of the game. Dave, who do you got tonight?
Oh, goodness. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Brendan Begeman, he was just dominant.
Mm-hmm.
Both ends of the court, he was just putting the rebounds back up, scoring points. They were doing that backdoor play to him all through the second half, and he just really was a force on the offensive boards, defensive boards, and scoring tons of points for the team.
All right, well, you heard it right there first. Brendan Begeman with our Venture Communications Player of the Game. Congratulations to him. A big win tonight for Harriet Selby, but that's going to wrap things up here from Harriet. For Dave Williams, I'm Dustin Stortzum, and we appreciate you all for listening in. I hope first broadcast wasn't too bad, but we appreciate you guys tuning in, and that will conclude things here from Harriet here on 100.7 KMLO.